Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams.
I didn't say that there's not ever the possibility of having a domed stadium in Chicago. I've never said that. I have said, however, that it's not a high priority for the taxpayers.
The reality is how do you pay for it?
We are the largest landowner in Arlington Heights. We own 326 acres, so that still, you know, is an opportunity.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burrow.
Chris Plasek with the Daily Herald joins us. Chris, you've been all over the Bears and the likely Arlington Heights move. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to chat with you, because I feel like we skipped a part of this process. I feel like we went from likely to Arlington Heights to all of a sudden all the plans are being made. Like, we never had the press release. We never had the press conference. And I feel yet we are going 100% gung-ho to Arlington Heights now with the Bears. Am I missing something? Did you feel
I think all the directions are that way, but I do caution that there's still a lot of steps in the process. And I'm always kind of the skeptical journalist. Believe it when I see it. Let's see when there's shovels in the ground. Let's see when they actually kick off the football there. I think a lot of this behind the scenes is the PR apparatus really trying to tee things up nicely as best as the Bears and the Village of Arlington Heights would like it to be. Because coming in here, as I look at the calendar in early October, we're a couple weeks away now from the veto session in Springfield. Kevin Warren, the Bears president, has said on the record, we can't move forward in Arlington Heights unless we get this property tax break legislation. So I think a lot of this that we're seeing with some of these press releases and announcements and pretty pictures and more that's coming out now in our outlet and yours and all national TV during Bears games of here's what the new stadium's going to look like. I think this is all on the eve of this session coming up in Springfield where they really would like to get that legislation. And I still think that's an uphill climb. If they don't get that, they're going to have to shell out more of their own money to pay for this whole thing. The finances is a big thing, I think.
But then why are we really seeing images of everything? Why are the architectural renderings coming out? Like, I feel like the Bears are losing a lot of leverage by this kind of wave where, you know, all the plans are Arlington Heights. I mean, they're not holding anything back at this point about Arlington Heights. And so I don't know where their leverage is if things fall through in Springfield.
Yeah, I still am curious of all this pivoting back and forth. A lot of people have argued that why did they, quote unquote, waste time going downtown to present the lakefront stadium plans? They tried to see what deal they could get with a public stadium. That was dead on arrival. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But from a negotiating standpoint, I'm kind of confused about the whole thing because they unveiled these grand plans for Arlington Heights now 2-3 years ago. I was at a presentation at Hersey High School. I think, that was fall of 2022. And here we are. It seems back to square one. I would say the plans are probably a little bit more developed now from what they're proposing in Arlington Heights. But honestly, if they really were concerned about the cost of construction going up and tariffs and inflation and everything and the concern about, well, everything is going up by a couple million every day we wait, they could have broken ground a long time ago if they really, really wanted to. I think a lot of it is still trying to see what's the best deal can we get from the state government, from the municipality. They tried to see what they could do on the lakefront. And that, like I said, was just dead on arrival in Springfield.
Yeah. I mean, is there any appetite for legislation in Springfield at this point. It's not really tied to the Bears, though. The legislation is more about an overarching, property tax benefit to communities as opposed to specific to the Bears. Although the person who's introduced it is from Arlington Heights, coincidentally, right?
Yeah, I would think, I mean, to be completely just on the face of it, when you do propose something to one extreme about help me fund a publicly subsidized stadium on the Chicago lakefront and absolutely no appetite from most people about that in this day and age, this political climate, any politician doesn't want to see be seen as supporting a billionaire franchise. If you're at the negotiating table and now the Bears come down to legislators in Springfield and say, hey, we'd like this bill and concept about mega projects, which it applies statewide and our name isn't even in the bill. And yeah, it would really help us and we really need this and we can't do it without it. But the way they're spinning it now is that this would help any big time project throughout the state of Illinois. I think that's a better negotiation that way, personally. When the first proposal was, well, actually, they had this proposal before, and then they shelved it, and then they went all in on the lakefront, and then they shelved that, and now they're back to Arlington Heights, and now we're talking about property taxes again. I actually think part of the negotiation would be better, but on the other side of the table, as when I spoke with the House Speaker Chris Welch the other night, still in this state and in this city, to get anything passed here, and you got to get 26 Chicago legislators to vote to effectively have the Bears leave the city. Well, what's in it for me? And so, the latest thing on the table that the governor suggested a couple weeks ago, I mean, he's had a lot of topics that he's been discussing at his press conferences recently, and it kind of was right in there at the end of one of these press conferences. And I don't know if a lot of people picked up on it, but basically, he said the Bears need to help pay off what is owed on Soldier Field before we can even talk about helping them out for Arlington Heights. So
Interesting.
the tug and pull, the negotiating goes back and forth. But I do think that the mega project legislation is an easier ask, frankly, because there are downstate legislators that have projects down there for big developments that they would like helped out and funded with property tax breaks for those developers in other parts of the state as well.
So it was that's interesting that the governor would be saying that about helping pay off Soldier Field, because that's not really his realm, right? That would be the city of Chicago. That would be the Park District.
Well, it's a confusing system, and I'm in this profession, you really they told me as a words guy there'd be no math involved. But I've learned a little bit about the complexities of ISFA, the Illinois Sports Facilities Agency. They actually have offices at Sox Park, and they are the overseer organization that helped fund the renovations to then New Comiskey Park and Soldier Field, back in 2003. So total, there's about over $500 million still owed. And there's Chicago hotel taxes. There's a 2% when you stay at a hotel downtown that helps fund that. So it's city, it's state, and it's confusing. And I'm sure there's some whizzes of computer whizzes and legislative experts that could write a bill in a certain way in Springfield to say, we need and different ideas that have been proposed in the past. Hey, why don't we have a $3 ticket tax for the Arlington Heights Bears Stadium? And that could help pay that with the hotel taxes for that $500 million that's still owed for Soldier Field. That's a possibility. But it was the first time the governor said publicly that that is now on the table. And Chris Welch, the House Speaker, said, well, hey, I'm open to ideas. He didn't say yes or no, but he said, hey, I'm up to listen to good ideas. And you're going to, he basically said, hey, there's 26 legislators in Chicago to that you need to help them make that vote.
So this is interesting because we're not talking about Arlington Heights anymore. You're telling me that there is still a $500 million owed on Soldier Field?
Yeah, and I think there's probably a small part for Sox Park. I think most of it is Soldier Field. They have paid off About 100 of it, because the thing cost, it was in the 660 range, and that was 20 years ago. So
Wow.
I went to an ISFA meeting maybe last year. If you look up some of their records, which are public, it's a public agency, and you look at their annual reports in the books, that is detailed in there. So now the issue is to really go in the weeds here. When the hotel motel taxes downtown fall short, that is made up with some of Chicago's share of the state income taxes. So when people say, well, out of town visitors are not paying for the Soldier Field renovations, it's not our residents. Well, it can be, and it has been in some cases, like during the pandemic when the hotels were closed.
Yeah.
So there was a sweep to take out some of the Chicago's share of those state income taxes. So it's a confusing process, and there's a lot of tabulations involved in that. And there's some smart people that could probably figure out how that could be paid off. Before a new stadium is built, the question is, would the Bears want to help out with that? Because I think their argument would be that's not us. We've done our share. We've done our part. We're a tenant.
Yeah.
We pay a lease. We pay rent to the Chicago Park District. That's a
Yeah.
public stadium. So they
Interesting.
are the primary tenant, however.
So your understanding is that the Bears would still need approval from the city of Chicago, the city council, before they could leave and vacate that location?
Not this. I would say the Bears could pay a penalty to the Chicago Park District, which is the agency that operates Soldier Field. But
This would be rather than letting the lease just run out.
yeah, the lease I think is to the early 2030s,
Okay.
and it goes down each year. I think it would probably be less than $100 million for them to get out. It really seems minuscule when we're talking about
Okay.
$500 million here, a $5 billion redevelopment there. So they could pay that penalty to get out early from that lease. But this other thing with the bonding, that is involving the ISFA agency, and that's really more of a state. There's really more involved at the state level, and the people that really hold the purse strings in all of this is J.B. Pritzker, Chris Welch, the House Speaker, Don Harmon, the Senate President. But Chris Welch, when I talked to him at a town hall, he was in town in Arlington Heights just Tuesday night. He said the Bears haven't talked to him in some time. They're having meetings with legislators. I think they're going to need to really go one-on-one and speak with the Chicago delegation to try to convince them and try to get the votes. But yeah, and the governor has also said, at least his last statements, that he hasn't talked to the Bears in some time. So we'll just have to see what happens here. The veto session is coming up October 14th, and it's really only 6 days, and it's really an uphill climb for them to get that done there because you need a three-fifths majority to pass anything there. So I'm very skeptical that anything could get done in that short of time at that threshold of needing three-fifths votes to approve that.
So we think is your thought then that this legislation that the Bears are trying to push through is really more tied to them being able to help pay off this money that's still owed on Soldier Field?
Yeah, and I'm just I guess I don't know that hasn't been written in a bill yet. But when the governor made that statement about it, I'm counting the votes here, and I'm seeing how everything is lining up with statements from the mayor of Arlington Heights saying, "Hey, this is a great thing. We need this to happen." Kevin Warren, the Bears, saying, "We gotta have this." So I'm just seeing where things are going. It hasn't been written in a bill yet. Not to say that they couldn't write it pretty fast. I just don't know that the way the bill is written right now that it could get done. You also could have people putting up blocks, blocking and tackling, so to speak. There has been some legislation where you have certain legislators that have said on the floor in Springfield, this is great, but we don't want this to happen within this geographic area or with a team with the name Chicago Bears. So you still have a lot of resistance from legislators in the city that don't want the Bears to leave, and they'll do whatever they can that they can't.
But trying to get a deal done where they can at least get some money out of it. I mean, if they come to the realization the Bears are leaving anyway, we might as well get some money out of this thing. Maybe that's the incentive that Kevin Warren's hoping to work with is,
If it
we
is a
can't
fait
make Chicago or
accompli.
Illinois legislators happy, but we can give them a farewell suitcase of cash on the way out,
Yeah, if it's a fait accompli that the Bears are completely going to Arlington Heights, they're really doing it. They're not just saying they're doing it. They're really going to put shovels in the ground. Then yeah, you could have. You just need to have a simple majority come January 2026, and I think you could get a lot of downstate and suburban legislators that would be on board with this. I still think Cam Buckner, whose district is Soldier Field, he's going to be the guy really resistant to the Bears leaving.
But
But
he told me though that he is in support of this legislation outside of the Bears. He really likes this legislation, but he doesn't want it to be tied to the Bears.
That's the thing. I think there's a lot of support for mega project in general, statewide, the concept of it. A lot of people on all sides of the aisle are on board with it. Business groups, labor, because it means construction, it means jobs. There's a lot of people supportive of that concept. I could just see something happening, and this is just speculation, but there could be something at the 11th hour. Oh, we like that concept, but we're not going to let that apply to a certain 326-acre property in Arlington Heights, unless. Hey, there's a ticket tax to help pay off ISFA bonding, help out the hotel motel taxes with, something like that where there's a tit for tat. That's how things work in Springfield. That's how things work in politics in general. I'm not saying that bill has been written, but the bill as the way it is right now, which is sponsored by the two Arlington Heights representatives, Canty and Grassi. Chris Welch, the House Speaker, said the other night, he had a town hall with them, but he told me in the side room when I asked him a couple questions, he said he's going to see what his Democratic House caucus is going, what their feeling is on it. But he's the type of speaker that does not call bills to the floor unless he knows he has the votes. There's not the support for it right now.
Okay. Very interesting. It seems like at this point, Arlington Heights is all in, right? There's no real resistance at this point from the town itself.
Well, here's where the really serious conversations are taking place. Whether or if whatever happens on the state level with funding, they are going all in behind the scenes, from what I hear, on having weekly meetings, really detailed meetings about site plan, access, traffic, where things are going to be, what's the mix going to be of number of hotel rooms, number of residential. They're really delving into some of those details with the planners and the lawyers and the consultants. And the mayor of Arlington Heights, the village manager, they're having these meetings with their counterparts. Kevin Warren, the Bears president, is in on these meetings. Karen Murphy is kind of the Bears head stadium development guru. So there's a lot of the major players involved. And they're going along on their process to really set things up for, and we had a story about this a couple weeks ago, but it might take a year of an approval process in Arlington Heights, but they're trying to get to that point where they could publicly say, okay, here is an early review meeting with the Arlington Heights Village Board. Well, and even before that, the Bears might do a neighborhood meeting. Let's unveil the latest plans. So behind the scenes, they're really doing a lot of work on it. I think the sketches that they've released, Manica is their architect. Those are, what I call pretty pictures, but the more detailed things would, the actual kind of like blueprints, that would be as part of like the Arlington Heights Design Commission, the Plan Commission, the Housing Commission. There are all of these like little appointed advisory panels in Arlington Heights that they scrutinize a sign code variation in Arlington Heights for a gas station. I think the new mayor, who is an architect by profession, probably would not like them to have that much of a in-depth scrutinization. He wants them to have oversight of it, but I don't think he wants them to scrutinize a sign over a concession stand. He has said that he is not being a quote unquote pain in their backside as he's had these internal meetings with stadium design. But he is having input, he says, with the site access, with the site plan, and helping them guide them along to the point where, okay, now you're going to unveil it to the community. Now you have to go to the residents and you have to get their support from it. And you're going to have to get the support from 9 people on the village board for it. But they're still not at that point to unveil the site plan. They still don't know, is the stadium going to go in the northwest quadrant, closer to 53, where originally it was going to go? Are they going to have it in the middle, right by the entrance to the Arlington Park train station? Or are they going to have the stadium closest to the neighborhoods, right on Wilkie? They still haven't decided what third of that 300 plus acre property is it going to be. So they are doing a lot of in-depth work behind the scenes, but they still haven't revealed all of that publicly.
So what do you make of the release from Manica about the outside, those buildings, those shadowy buildings? We don't know what they're going to be, but it kind of lays out the campus and then the renderings from the stadium.
See, I
Why
still
now?
think, yeah, I still think those are pretty pictures because I'm zooming in on that. You have a stadium that basically looks the they plopped it down, copy and pasted from what was in the city. And to be fair, David Manica was quoted in, I think it was Sports Business Journal. He said, "Well, we have a little bit more space here, so we changed a couple things. There's a little bit more access on this end. There's a couple more windows on that side." It's basically the same design, but a little bit more space, breathing room there, as opposed to the tight lakefront site. But as I'm zooming in on the pictures, there's all these boxes. We don't know, is that hotel? Is that the townhomes? Is that the Bears Hall of
Parking.
Fame? And so they're putting out the pretty pictures. And to note, those have been on national broadcasts of Monday Night Football was the opener, and the other one was a national broadcast with Tom Brady. So they want the nation to see the pretty pictures. And this has come, and then the latest release of like maybe 2 more sketches was on Tuesday morning, the same time that the Village of Arlington Heights timed their planned announcement to put out the economic studies about what a great economic benefit. Here's the Bears consultant study, and here's the peer-reviewed Village consultant study that came out Tuesday morning. And then Tuesday night, Speaker Chris Welch is at a town hall meeting at the Arlington Lakes Golf Club in Arlington Heights with Representatives Canty and Grassi, where he was really playing fair down the line. He didn't say one way or another is he pro or con. He's very noncommittal, but he was honest enough to say, "Well, I'm unsure if it has the votes right now," but he didn't say no. And that was the same day he had meetings with the mayor and village manager of Arlington Heights, the mayor of Rolling Meadows, the village manager of Palatine. So he's at the table. He didn't say no, but I do think Tuesday was such an interesting day because we're putting out pretty pictures, we're putting out studies, and then we're having meetings, and we're having a town hall meeting to end the day. It's funny how that all happens on one day in a life in Arlington Heights.
So if I'm reading between the lines here, a lot of what we're getting from the Bears is them trying to convince people that this is happening, this is the way we're going to go, knowing full well there's still many, many gates they've got to get through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if they do convince people that their plan is really great, convincing the local municipality and the residents that Everything is going to work out with the traffic and the infrastructure, and they can get some state help to pay for it. I think they're trying to go along that line. I really do think they are mostly all in on Arlington Heights. They tried to see what they could do in Chicago, but it is still. I guess if they wanted to pay for it all on their own, they could do that. But I think their argument is also that any major development like this for any NFL stadium is a public-private partnership. And I think the governor has admitted as well that, hey, we will help with infrastructure. It's kind of those other asks of the property tax situation, which is really a 40-year ask. I also, frankly, asked somebody close to the Bears, I said, you guys have a short-term tax deal for about 2, 3 years until the shovels get in the ground. You guys fought over property taxes with the school districts, and now you guys are all on the same page about that for like 3 years. Why couldn't you just extend that agreement for 40? Because that's what you're asking the state permission to do. You want certainty on property taxes. Well, basically, the answer I got was, it's complicated. Don't they say that with relationships? It's complicated. And the Bears are going to have a complicated relationship with the local folks at the schools in Arlington Heights unless they can get something on paper in state legislation saying, because that negotiation is going to renew every probably 3 years with the triennial reassessments. So you can't say 40 years from now what our taxes to be. This is going to be an ongoing negotiation over property taxes about how much are we going to pay you as a payment to help fund the schools, help fund the park district and the library and everything. But that will be, you're going to get more money than you're going to get now, but you're going to get less money than you probably could if this was any other thing that was assessed at the normal rate.
So is the next thing you're looking for the veto session to see if anything comes up? Is that kind of the next step in all of this, or is there something else that we should be looking for?
Yeah, we're going to see what's going to happen here in late October. I'm really skeptical that they can get anything passed with 3/5, but maybe they can tee things up and get things a little closer down the field, so to speak. They have 6 days there. I'm sure their lobbyists are going to be down there. And then we'll see what happens early next year. But while that process is taking place on the state level, on the local level, I do think we could see a situation where that local approval process starts happening because as much as Kevin Warren says he wants shovels in the ground, I know Arlington Heights. I know how they scrutinize projects of any size. And the mayor is now on record with a big story in the Daily Herald a couple weeks ago. He says this is going to take more than a dozen meetings, more than a dozen months. So that's a year until local approval. Might take that amount of time as well to get the governor and the speaker and all the legislators on board as well. So to think that shovels are going to be in a ground and we're going to start playing football here, it's still going to take some time. The date that I thought was interesting for Kevin Warren, I think he said he wants to bid for a Super Bowl early 2030 something. That's possible. I think you could get, so the timeline, I think the first thing that would happen if all the approvals come in, they start building the stadium, get that going. And then 3 years later, all this other stuff. Maybe one of the hotels, maybe some of the housing. And then 7 years, and this was detailed in one of the studies that was released earlier this week, the other hotel gets built, the rest of the housing gets built. So a 7-year process. That's a big property, 326 acres. But I did ask Ted Phillips, the last Bears president, a couple years ago, as he was kind of on his way out, I said, Ted, why could, if you just wanted to build the stadium right now, you're going to fund, you say you're going to fund the stadium, right? The Bears have committed $2 billion towards that. The rest of all of this other stuff, that's $5 billion. Why not just build the stadium right now? Well, Ted's answer at the time was, yeah, but we think this is a great opportunity to do the rest of this stuff. I think they really would like the government's on multiple levels to come in and help with all this other stuff because of what of a economic boom this would mean for that region. Now, we could go into arguments pro and con about that and case studies. There's arguments with economists that are very skeptical about this. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit of an economic benefit, but you're replacing perhaps where you moved it from. So that's why you're also reading in between the lines of what's in these studies that were released this week. And also the language, the boilerplate quote of the mayor of Arlington Heights in the press release, this is great for Chicagoland. Not only just saying Arlington Heights or the Northwest suburbs, you are seeing in these studies there, and I didn't necessarily have the space for it all in our story, but there are things in the studies about hotel room stays in the city of Chicago, construction jobs. You know, here's what jobs would be created in Arlington Heights, and here's the spillover effect for jobs all across Illinois. So they're trying to sell this as, yes, it would benefit Chicago, it would benefit the suburbs, it would benefit downstate. It's got to benefit more than just Arlington Heights if you want to sell it to all these other people that you need their help for this thing.
And you contrast that with Chicago Fire FC, who are just going to go and build their own stadium. You've got Northwestern that's building its own stadium right now. No public help, no problems, no red tape. I mean, there are little things here and there, but I mean, what a difference it is when you try to pull in public entities versus when you just go in alone. And keep in mind, the Northwestern Wildcats will be on their home field probably next year. Chicago Fire FC will be in a brand new soccer stadium by 2027. I mean, and we're talking 2030 still, you know, with a property that was purchased, you know, years ago. It's just, it's absolutely wild to see the contrast there.
Yeah, it's for us as reporters, and I think for the average citizen, the average taxpayer, when we're talking about millionaires and billionaires, it's really hard for us to see that. That's a fair question, right? Why can those two test cases that you just mentioned right there, they're building it. They're self-funding it. I understand the NFL is a bigger deal. It's a bigger thing. It's a lot more money than a college stadium, than professional soccer. I understand that. And there's more people that are going to go to the Bears games and the concerts and everything else that's going to happen at an Arlington Park Bears stadium. But yeah, why can those other people build things on their own? I think the Bears would argue, to be fair about it, you know, they're looking to see what their counterparts got in their towns. But also, we're in a different environment here. What they got from Mayor Daley and was it Governor Ryan at the time for the much maligned toilet bowl Soldier Field redesign, that was a different political climate and different players involved at that time. We are in 2025 right now where it is just really hard to get public subsidies. And again, to be fair, there is support for that mega project legislation. It would be a savings. It would be a property tax savings. It is not writing a check from the state of Illinois to the Bears for their development. That's not what that is. It would be a savings for the Bears. They are asking, however, for about $855 million in infrastructure. That was the quoted number in one of the studies this week. Now, that the governor has said, we would be willing to help with infrastructure, the roads, the bridges, things like that. So there's more to be seen where this all goes.
I'm going to have to leave it there. Chris, thank you so much for joining me again. I'm sure we'll have more conversations down the road on this.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ryan.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.